This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've ever been out in the bush or even travelling through a black spot, you'll know how frustrating and sometimes dangerous it can be to have no mobile coverage whatsoever. But that might be about to change. A new service has launched that allows you to send and receive text messages via satellite. That's right, no mobile signal is required. And it's being billed as a major boost for rural and remote communities. Let's find out about it. Joining us now to explain what it means and how it works is Steve Tinker, Telstra's Regional General Manager for Northern and Western Victoria. Steve, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Ryan. Lovely to be here.
So does this new service explain to us how it works? Can we actually send a text message potentially without any mobile coverage whatsoever?
Yeah, that's right. So it's pretty exciting, isn't it, when you think that if you're outside of the terrestrial mobile service, then the coverage, which is pretty expansive, but if you're outside of those in some pretty remote areas, if you've got the right device and it's got the latest software on it and you've got clear to the sky and you're not connected to the terrestrial network, your device can connect to a satellite that lives overhead and you'll be able to send and receive text messages. And we launched that last Tuesday, so it's only very, very new, but it's pretty exciting.
Is it a difficult thing to do? Like, can you just go out into a clearing and send a message, or do you have to point it in a certain direction towards a satellite? How easy is it?
It's easy. It's the same as what you normally would. As long as you're outside in clear open air, and the satellites whiz past. So one of the things to remember when you just text like you normally would, it may take some time. At some of the experiences we've seen is that sometimes it can go through instantly like it would on the terrestrial network. Other times, because the satellites are going past at about 400 or 500 kilometres upwards, but also going very fast, as you can imagine, sometimes you've got to wait till they get there, and so it can take, 5-10 minutes or whatever at most we've seen. So it can take a little bit longer, but it works really, really well.
I imagine, though, if you're in a state of bother, you're stuck out in, for whatever reason you need some assistance, that 5 to 10 minutes is better than not having any coverage at all.
Oh, I'd expect so. And I think, we've already seen since Tuesday, I think till Saturday, we had over 100,000 messages sent already. So, it's being used pretty well. And it's even things like when it's out and about if you're having a tough time, but also if you think about, you need something, or just letting you know that I'm out in the back paddock and I'm running a bit late or something like that. There's a lot of advantages for this, I think, and it's a great starting point for this satellite to mobile technology.
Steve, who can use it? Can anyone use it with any phone? What's the story there?
Well, we initially launched it on Tuesday last week with just the Samsung S25 range that could access it. And then on the weekend, the Apple iPhone 13 and above. So anything iPhone 13 and above, and make sure that people have to update their software. So that's updated. That now they can use it. So, and that'll continue to, we'll continue to work with device manufacturers to see if they can inbuilt this technology into their devices as we go forward. But yeah, pretty much those customers. And if they're a Telstra customer and they're on a what we call a postpaid plan, then you'll be able to access this service.
Okay. What about talk? Are we looking at talk down the track, or is it just limited to SMS?
It's limited to SMS at the moment, but that's continued to. We'll continue to work with the satellite companies, and that's SpaceX at this point in time, around those sort of technologies. So that's in our forward roadmap, but that's some time off. You can imagine that the complexities of that is quite difficult. So we're really keen to get this to market, which we have, and we'll continue to improve this, and then we'll challenge it. And we see in some point in time that voice will be available and maybe some data as well, so which will be exciting too.
Steve, just on the timing that you said before in terms of sending the SMS, so if we're out in the bush, we've got no coverage and we're thinking, I want to send a message back home just to say I'm all okay, and let's say you send it, how do you know if it's instant? Will you get that sort of delivered message or something? Or do you wait there until you get that, even if it is 5 minutes? Or can you just send it and then leave the area?
That's a good question. I don't know if it tells you. I think it probably would come up delivered in some aspects of it, but I'd have to come back to you on that one, Warren. But that our experience, and I was up actually in southern New South Wales a week or so ago, and this is before we launched it, and we were testing it and mucking around with it up there, and it went through pretty quick in those cases. But and you could see that it had worked, but we were sort of texting each other in the same area, so we could tell. But yeah, it's working pretty well, and we can see that from how many people are using it.
Steve, I do a bit of cross-country skiing, and there's certain areas where you cannot get any coverage whatsoever. So I'm certainly feeling good that I can potentially send an SMS if I need to.
Sounds good. And you've got some good dump of snow as well.
I know.
Last on the weekend. So yeah, I think you're going to have a great time and great winter this year.
I'm looking forward to it. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Steve Tinker, Telstra's Regional General Manager for Northern and Western Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.